It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 20th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is adulate, spelled A-D-U-L-A-T-E. Adulate is a verb that means to praise effusively and slavishly, to flatter excessively, to fawn upon. It can also mean to pay homage to without exercising a critical sense of values, or to admire or be devoted to abjectly and excessively. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Orange County Register by Eric Marchese. At his career's start, Elvis Presley was feted as a musical pioneer and adulated by millions of adoring fans, captivated by his onstage charisma. But by 1968, musical tastes had changed drastically. Man's best friend is often thought of in admiring terms as faithful and true, but there are also people who more clearly perceive the fawning and cringing aspect of doggishness. When the Romans used the Latin verb adulari to mean to fawn on, they equated it with the behavior of a dog toward its master. The noun adulation, meaning exhibition of excessive fondness, similar in meaning but not etymologically linked to adoration, was first to develop in English, settling into the language in the 15th century. The adjective adulatory followed in the late 16th century. An adulatory speech, for example, is an excessively flattering one. And the verb adulate was being called into service by the early 17th century. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.